Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Deborah Leanne, and it's time for the Wednesday Wisdom broadcast. As we begin this month of July here in the States, we celebrate the anniversary of our freedom and the birth of our country. There's all kinds of family picnics and outdoor events, concerts, fireworks, lots and lots of red, white, and blue. And for most of the weekend here, at least in St. Louis, a lot of fireworks. I mean, every night they're going off, it seems like. And we're lucky to have some beautiful displays here at the fair, St. Louis. So however you celebrate this weekend, I would hope that there is a deeper and more meaningful look at or dialogue around what it means to be free. And actually, we're going to talk about freedom and what I believe an even deeper form of freedom, which is sovereignty, today during this time. Before we get started, I would love to just drop in and get present. I don't know where you were before tuning in, and I know I just got home from an accountability partner coffee, and I'd like to just settle in to myself, my thoughts, my innermost wisdom, and connect with you all as well. So as I go in to myself and ground in and feel my physical connection to all that is, especially through Mother Earth, it allows my breath to soften, and I feel supported and held. I love that about gravity. It's pretty awesome. Additionally, I'm going to call back all of the places where my thoughts and energy has been scattered up until this moment and even beyond this moment. All of the places and pieces on my calendar and commitments that are outstanding, all of those feel like they have so much control over me a lot of the time, and I'd like to just say, right now, I want to be here. I want to give this gift of this present moment to me right now. And additionally, let's call in all of our connection to everything and the divine, whatever source of energy you draw from, and let's connect that as well. So our divine self, our physical self are married internally right now in our space. And from this place of power is where we can feel what it means to be sovereign. I looked up what the different, and it's funny because talking to people, they have different views of what freedom means and what sovereignty means. And when you use the term free, even though we live in a country where we have so much freedom, there still are many people living in the United States that are not free. And I would reckon to say all of us, on some way or on some level, feel chained or obligated or committed to some things. Our jobs, our businesses, our family, or a role that we feel stuck in that we cannot or do not choose to walk away from. It is this stuckness coming from a place where we feel that we are not in a position of choice where we limit our own freedom. We limit our own sovereignty. So to explore this higher form of freedom that I call sovereignty, let's just get our definitions a little bit more clear. What I love about sovereignty is it's understood as the full right and power of a governing body to govern itself without any interference from outside sources or bodies. So politically, in that theory, sovereignty is a substantive term that designates an authority, a supreme authority, over something. It's a principle that underlies a lot of what I find in terms, I think in terms of royal or a monarchy or a place where someone has complete and utter control. And freedom, if we were to look at that, is about the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants, without hindrance or restraint. So if you were to look at how often you feel truly free about being able to act, or speak, or think, are you truly coming from a place of freedom? Do you recognize that each of those places where you feel like you do not have the right to speak up or take some kind of action or think as you would like, or you immediately go, oh, no, I don't want to think that thought. Why? Why are we making that choice? Because we are at choice. No one else is running us. Even when people have been imprisoned, they have written that they have choice about how to feel about that. And we often feel like our feelings, or we often think our feelings, we are not at choice. And we are. In fact, many of us are so good at squelching our feelings. Think about it that way. How often do we feel something and we're like, oh, I'm just not going to deal with that right now. I mean, that makes me angry, but that's not a very spiritual way of being, so I just won't be angry. We stuff it. We put it away. We'll deal with that later. Or an overwhelming feeling of sadness might come across us, but we're like, I don't have time to talk about that or feel that right now because I've got to get this work done. Or something annoys us and we're like, oh, I'll just be the bigger person and I won't even deal with that right now. We constantly suppress our feelings. And then we wonder why at other times they pop out in some kind of flash of anger or a snarky comment to someone or a kicking of the dog, so to speak, where we might take it out on our loved ones or our children, something that has nothing to do with them, but it has something that we chose not to look at the time when it arose. Sorry about that. So where do we truly understand our choice in feeling, in acting, in thinking what is true for us? So often we have so many layers of what is appropriate, what I feel I must do in order to be liked, that runs us. That we're governed by a sense of it's more important for us to fit in. So if we're at work, so to speak, we're not going to dance at our desk because that would be inappropriate, potentially. In some places, it might be very appropriate. Where do we get these limits that we place on ourselves? Are they self-imposed? Are they other-imposed? Are they culturally imposed? I find it fascinating that we live in this amazing country of the United States where freedom is talked about all the time. Yet so many of us are so stuck in limits, in the feelings that we cannot move forward or take an action or speak up what's true for us because we fear what others might think. We fear what might happen to us. We fear that we might lose a loved one. We fear that that friend won't talk to us anymore if we truly state that, you know, that when you said that the other day, I just want to let you know how I felt about it. Coming from a place that's connecting who we are to ourselves and our truth is only going to be more connecting. There's a community leader in town who I admire greatly, who has taught many of us white people how to talk to other white people without about the subject of race and about how much it hurts us all when we act or say or think things that about others that are disconnecting in a way. And she teaches how to make these conversations still have a bridge. What is beautiful is I learned from her, as opposed to being righteous and saying, this is how I feel and this is what I believe, and I feel what you just said is sexist, for example, what we say is, wow, you know, when you just made that comment, it made me understand that it just hurts my heart that there are so many people that think that way, and that you might believe that, do you really believe that men are more capable of leading or being in a leadership role than women? Because the way you just said that comment, that's how I interpreted it. If we ask clarifying questions, if we come across stating how we feel about it, it's a much more connecting conversation than, wow, that was sexist. That was, you know, that just slammed half of the people that on this planet by saying that comment about women or about men. And what a switch that was for me, to learn how to still speak my truth, but in a way that didn't offend, didn't create a bigger wall between us, and was an opportunity to connect and engage on a deeper level. It gave me another level of feeling sovereign. That simple little learning, and it, believe me, I still mess up and don't always get it right. However, I feel more powerful in knowing that I can use this technique. It's similar for anybody who may have been in couples counseling or any kind. I've even taught my children this when they're having an issue with a friend, to say, when you do this, this is how I feel. And coming from that place, the person can hear us so much better. And we might actually, by asking for what we need or want, get it from them, as opposed to demanding. And how often do we do that, especially with our children? We demand that they respect us, yet are we respecting them in their choices at that moment? So this is a very deep topic of freedom and sovereignty, and what I'm wanting to explain, model, or show you or teach you at this moment is how it is coming from our own place of choice that we can have a feeling of being sovereign, of being able to act, think, and speak in a way that is true for us. And we are the only ones that have any control over that. So do we want our little hurt 6-year-old who is dealing with abandonment issues or something to be running the show? I don't feel like that is a place of sovereignty. However, we can say, I acknowledge that that happened when I was 6. And you know what? My adult self, who has learned how to move on beyond the abandonment thing, how to forgive that person, she is the one that's in the driver's seat. She is the one that's at choice. And I will drive all of us, all the parts of me, the dark, the light, the shadows, the light shadows, forward and make the best decisions from this adult space. Such an empowering way of being. And from this place, we can create a different kind of life. We can create a life where we don't feel abandoned any longer. That old memory that's stored in our system can be there to serve as a reminder and to thank us for helping us learn this lesson. And we choose how to take it forward. And what we'll find is that no one will abandon us any longer because we have moved beyond that space of feeling that way. And we can create relationships where, as people come and go in our life, we realize it is the most, we have learned what we need to learn from each other, and it is the perfect timing for people to come into our life and to maybe not be in the same kind of relationship from day to day. There's actually a whole new area of learning now around conscious uncoupling, where people in a loving way dissolve their relationships, dissolve their marriages, and it is a most divine and honoring of each person on their journey. Being an adult at choice, running our life from the place where we are in the driver's seat, is such an amazing place. There's actually joy there. So as you go about your next party or celebration or family gathering over the weekend, think about where you can create that freedom and that sovereignty for yourself, where you can come from a place of truth-telling. When somebody says something that you find offensive, creating a bridge of understanding and engagement so that instead of creating disconnect, you can at least share what's going on with you from that, from what those words brought up in you. It may or may not create change in the relationship, and that's okay, but you're also not letting something slide that is training that person on how to treat you. And from this place, like the other day when I stood strong and set boundaries with a friend about what type of my time and talent I will give for free and where I will not and where I will stand in my value of asking for an hour of billing time because where the boundary is. And it was amazing once I set that boundary and said during our coffee chats, I'm fine with sharing information with you. Beyond that, I'm going to ask to invoice you for my time. And once I set that boundary with that person, that colleague, it was amazing how the bliss, the joy, and the peace that came into my system. And now there's a clear boundary that whenever he calls and asks for advice on something, I can say, you know what? I'm perfectly happy to provide that information or to give you my time on reviewing that proposal, and this is what it will cost you. So I applaud each of us as we continue on our journeys of finding more ways to speak our truth, to act in accord with who we are and in integrity, and to think in a way that is more in alignment with who we are. This is where the freedom is, and this is where we can be sovereign over our entire life. if you have any questions, because I feel like I dug into some pretty deep topics here, I would be more than happy to spend, to offer one of my 45-minute sessions to clear it up for you, especially if something here really is pushing a button for you. It may mean that this could be a topic that's coming up for you for a reason. So let's explore it. I'm happy to give you some guidance on it or to further explain where I'm coming from on these topics and words, and maybe provide you with that piece of seeing what's on the other side for you, seeing the possibility of what it feels like to be free and truly sovereign in your own life. So I wish you an amazing celebration of the birth of our country. I wish you also an amazing celebration of who you are and in your personal freedom and in your sovereignty. Have a wonderful celebratory week, and I'll connect with you next Wednesday. Until then, take excellent care of you.